Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio, 8:04 on the clock. Got your host, James J. behind the mic. I am joined by our head of news, our co-host, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
And we are, of course, joined by the best listeners in radio. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. Good things in store for the next 2 hours with Melissa and I. We're not only going to get into the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club, catch you up on all your Olympic news, anything you might have missed overnight, some of that. We got some other fun stuff to get to as well. Want to get into back-to-school shopping, how much that is costing parents, especially today as our friends at the United Way are collecting school supplies.
That's right.
Eating vegan for 2 months, how well that can help your biological age and all that. We'll get into that. 9 o'clock hour, going to kick off the way we like it to around here on Thursdays with our Pet of the Week from the Southwick County Humane Society.
All right.
Sponsored by our great friends over at Jammer's Bar and Grill. A big shout out to them. Thank you to them for sponsoring. Melissa and I are also going to get into some local theater conversation and some fun and all that. And then in the 9 o'clock hour, we will also get into the top acronyms we have been Googling because we don't know what they mean.
So all of them for me?
What is QN5? I don't get it. Somebody explain this to me. I'm old. We will get into all of that. All that coming up for you today. But we're looking forward to that. But I wanted to kick things off. Tomorrow, we'll have, as Seth likes to note, the James gang together. Melissa, Seth, and I will get together. We're going to talk about some fun things to look forward to in August as far as holidays, different events, entertainment-wise and sporting-wise. But I thought there's a couple places to start today, Melissa, and I just thought this would be a fun one since it was you and I today. I want to get into some facts about August we might not have known, and a fact to let the audience know, just in case you don't have it marked on your calendars like we do.
Okay.
So, August was once the sixth month of the year. In the original 10-month Roman calendar, the month went by the name of Sextilis.
Okay.
Everybody, after the sixth month is why it was called that.
Yes, Latin for six.
Yes, yes. No other weird reasons or anything that my mind went to. It wasn't until around 700 BC that August was rudely shoved back into order when January and February were added to the beginning of the year by King Numa Pompilus.
Yeah, the history of our calendars is just fascinating.
It really is. I mean, there's none of us that don't know it just as the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
August also has changed in days as far as that goes.
Okay.
Here we go. August has multiple times. In the 10-month Roman calendar, the months all had either 30 or 31 days, totaling 304 days in the year. Not only did Pompilus add January and February to the calendar, but he didn't stop there. He also reduced the number of days in August down to 29. It wasn't until Julius Caesar introduced the Julian calendar that it was the 31.
And that Julian calendar is what we follow now, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And that kind of fast forwards us to that. August is also a little bit unique. Most of the time, at least, in a standard year, there is no other month that begins on the same day of the week as August. In a leap year, however, August begins on the same day of the week as February.
Wow.
Just weird how our calendar plays out in the history of our calendar.
Coincidence, yeah.
Interesting. There's some other interesting notes about August as far as kind of some of the more bigger dates in August. August 1st, it's traditionally known as Llama's Day.
Llama's Day!
You know I had to go here, Mel.
Llamas!
All of this is building up to this inside joke, by the way, everybody. There is an old festival to mark the annual wheat and corn harvest. It was a sort of Thanksgiving in Britain. Llamas also marked the midpoint between the summer solstice and the autumn equinox.
We need to have a Llama's Day. We just do.
We really do. August 11th marks the end of the dog days of summer, which begin on July 3rd. And August 17th is when cat nights begin, harking back to rather obscure Irish legend concerning witches. This bit of folklore also led to the idea that a cat has 9 lives.
Okay.
Pretty interesting.
Yeah.
And it gets a little bit deeper around here when you look at August 5th. That is a civic holiday in many parts of Canada. Celebrations and names for this holiday vary across the country. For example, in Alberta, it's celebrated as Heritage Day. In British Columbia, it is known as British Columbia Day. But throughout other parts of Canada, it is known as Civic Day.
Hmm. Cool.
And that means something a little bit to us over here in the States, personally here at WFHR, as today marks the anniversary of when we were taken over by Civic Media.
Oh, yeah.
It's our anniversary.
That's right. Mm-hmm. I just wrote this date down. I should know this.
Yep. It's been 2 years now that we have been with Civic Media. And we've been I just cannot express enough how much I'm appreciative to Sage and the team here at Civic Media and what they have done for our radio station. We are an 80-plus-year-old radio station. And for those that don't know the radio business, I don't blame you. But the way this usually works, and it worked, I would say, out of the seven changes I've been through, five out of the seven times, they come in, they change everything, they automate everything, and before you know it, you're hearing voices on this radio station that don't that aren't even in central Wisconsin.
Yeah, or that aren't even in the state at all.
Right.
And then all the local staff is gone.
Yeah, and you flip around your radio station right now, everybody, and you're hearing stations. You're hearing a lot of people that are not in this market and a lot of people that are quite frankly, voice-tracked. They're not even there live. Mm-hmm. Civic Media came in, and it was could not be more of the opposite. They believe in local. They invest in local. They invest in this community. And it's not just us. It's up and down the whole state with the whole Civic Media family.
Mm-hmm. It is. And it's really awesome.
We are in a fortunate position. I was having a good conversation about the direction of our station and where it is. And I had somebody saying to me, do you feel like you come across as biased at all? And I talked to them about how, well, you've been listening to this person has been listening to WFHR their whole lives, which is over 30 some years. And you know what WFHR used to be. It was automated 99% of the time, and you had a lot of people on this this network that had an agenda, had propaganda to give you. What we are now could not be more different than that. Our station has no party sides. We are a democracy station. We are a station for truth. We are a station for facts, and we are a station for you to count on. Us here at WFHR in particular, we are going to keep you informed and hopefully keep you laughing. We are going to cover local like nobody else. Nobody covers local like we do. I will put my name on that. And we have especially considering the team we have a very small team. And we're all producers. We're all hosts. We all wear multiple hats and we all love our job. And part of what we love about our job and coming to work every day is not only the people we get to work with, but the people we represent in this community.
Yes. Our community, because we wouldn't be here without all of you.
Yeah. And I am incredibly proud that we're able to do all this. And it all starts with Civic. The listeners, our advertisers are all equally important. Wouldn't be here without you, like Melissa said. But we need a company that believes in us. We need a company that invests in us and backs us. And my God, have they proven that.
Yes, we would not be here without Sage. Thank you, Sage.
Yeah, yeah. The tech
the
side
owner of our company.
Yeah, yeah. The tech side of our of what has happened behind the scenes for us, it couldn't be differenter than the way things were before. And a lot of this doesn't happen without Marcus and Heart of Wisconsin Media, and I always like to shout them out.
Absolutely.
Our friends over in Adams, hoping they're having
Marcus
a good...
Marcus gave me a chance, so I gotta give a huge shout out to him, and you too, James.
Yes, yes.
Also Marcus.
Absolutely. And this doesn't happen without him, and him making us attractive, if I'm quite blunt.
right.
So we certainly send a shout out to them and appreciation to them. And obviously, not only to Civic, but this amazing team that we have. That if I started naming names, we'd never end because we have a big family.
We have definitely grown in our family.
And radio family. You know, Melissa, we love, celebrating around here. We love having a party and everything. And I think it's a good idea that we start really hitting on this. I know you and Seth and everybody are calling it a parking lot party. I think it's a house party. I'm thinking like I'm inviting Kid and Play. I want to get some good old 90s hip hop playing. I mean, but, you know, I think you guys have a little bit of a better idea about this one.
It's a concrete dance.
yeah. But we are going to be having an open house.
Don't bring your swimsuit.
No, do not do that. Do not do that. August 14th. Mark it on your calendars, everybody. Woo-hoo! Wednesday, August 14th. It is not hard for me to remember because my cousin Lisa's birthday is the 13th and my sister's is the 15th. So I will not forget this day.
I have a lot of birthdays in August, too. My best friend, my brother, my best friend's husband.
That's cool.
It's a busy week.
Yeah, that's cool to hear. I have to say, actually, where I wanted to start, and I got all caught up in the facts like I always do. when you think of August, Melissa, is there anything that pops in your mind? Is that it? The birthdays?
The dog days of summer. The heat.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
Which we're experiencing right now.
I think of actually one of the first things birthdays is the first thing I think of, but outside of that, it's school starting and
yeah.
You know, and if I'm being honest with the audience, like the TV calendar kicking in and The Simpsons and a lot of my shows coming back, if I'm being completely
honest.
Where
your focus is. But yeah. Before we move on from the party, we got to mention some of the facts. Because
yeah.
You like to get into the facts.
Yeah, yeah. August facts?
No, no, the facts of our party.
That's what I was hoping you were saying. Yeah, I did. That's what all this is leading into is us talking about this awesome house party, this open house party that
parking
we're going to be
parking lot party.
Parking lot party that we are having, and I'll start calling it that. The parking lot party here
you
at WFHR.
Call it whatever you want, James, as long as you show up.
This is something we've been putting into the works for months. You know, I love letting you guys look behind the curtain. Melissa and I have been working really hard on this. Of course, the rest of our staff has been helpful, too. But we kind of spearheaded this one and really wanted to make sure that our audience knew how much we appreciate them and how much we're looking forward to this.
Because really, this is a customer or a listener appreciation party.
Yeah.
That's why we're doing this.
Yeah. Well, we are going to have some really fun things going on down here. We're going to have a food truck here for you to make sure all you are fed.
Taco social. Mm-hmm. We're going to have tacos.
Yes, Taco Wednesday.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Looking forward to that. We're going to have some face painting down here for the kids and some balloon animals and some things like that as well. Mm-hmm. And this is a crossover promotion, everybody. This is with WFHR and WIRI. We're going to be doing some fun things on both stations. Here at WFHR, we'll be live and direct from 5 to 7. We'll be having different...
You mean 4 to 6?
Yeah, 4 to 6. We will be having a bunch of different guests on with us and maybe even talking with some of you and bringing some of you on the air live and direct right there in real time. On WIRI, we're going to be playing your playlist.
Hey.
Get us your requests, everybody, what you'd like to hear that day, and we'll play it over on WIRI. Looking forward to that.
Just text that into our text line, right?
Yes.
On our WIRI app. Mm-hmm. If you don't have that already downloaded, you should, because then you can listen to us anywhere.
We're going to have, we just got a whole new order of t-shirts for WFHR and WIRI. We'll give some of those away.
I didn't even get to see I saw the boxes, and that's as far as I got.
Yeah, it's great to have new shirts to get out in your hands and everything. We want everybody in the community to have one of these. We are not going to rest until we make that happen. and we've got even more things in store for this day. We're really excited about it. We're going to be talking about it and hyping it up as we get closer and closer to it. But be sure to mark your calendars. August 14th, our parking lot party right here at WFHR WIRI. We're going to invite you all over and let you check out the studios, let you check out the building, especially if you weren't here, speaking of Marcus, when Marcus had an open house for us back then.
Right. Over 2 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy to think about two years,
crazy
Melissa.
To think.
That is insane to think
about. I'm excited about all the things we're going to have for the kids, though, and I think we'll have to save some of those. But I do think, James, we've teased about this and joked about it, but I do actually think that we should have a hula hoop challenge.
Okay.
I am challenging you to be able to do a hula hoop.
Okay. I'm all in. You're on.
Okay.
I do believe that I should get a little bit of grace with... I was born without hips.
Here's the thing. I have these amazing hula hoops that were designed and created by a hula hoop artist in the cities.
Whoa.
Yeah. No, she's amazing. Huh. I think her name is Hooperina.
Oh, that's I love
that.
That's
the name of her business. Yeah. But she designed these hula hoops, and they're like, there's fabric on the outside. They're weighted. So they actually, once you get them going around your non-existent hips, I almost guarantee, because you know what? There's no guarantees in life. Mm. I almost guarantee you're going to be able to do it, James.
We're going to find out. We're going to find out, and all of you will be able to watch and point and laugh at me.
Yes.
And it's going to be a lot of fun. We're looking forward to it.
I can't wait.
We're so excited about this. And spread the word about it, everybody, because the more the merrier. We want you all to come on by. We will see you here on August 14th.
And we should have some also community partners there. I am still working with Wood County. We're going to maybe have a table there with some information about things going on in the community. And so we're still figuring out some of those details. But however it turns out, we're going to have fun.
And just between all of us, okay, and keep it between all of us, we're kind of hoping to make this a tradition. We kind of like to do this, you know, going forward and everything. But you know, we got to make sure we have a good first one to be able to have a second. So be sure again to mark your calendars. August 14th, we will meet you right here at WFHR
from noon to 6.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. We're looking forward to it. Melissa and I will be back with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club on the morning show at WFHR. It's time for the Birthday and Anniversary Club with our good friends at El Cafe. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to El Cafe, 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great day from all of us. Check out that great menu that they have over there. Looking at their Facebook page, which we encourage you to check out, type in your search bar El Cafe and like and subscribe to what they do. Got a breakfast special going on today, Philly Steak Skillet.
Ooh, that sounds amazing.
I'm going to keep things in the city of brotherly love for their lunch special, a Philly steak wrap waiting for you for lunch.
Also yummy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they both sound really good. And if that doesn't do it for you, they got plenty of other great, amazing, unique, fun things on that menu. The only thing that tops it is the great people over there. Wish them a good one from all of us here at El Cafe. And buy local, support those that support us. Everybody, we appreciate you.
Absolutely.
One of the things our good friends at El Cafe do is give us an opportunity at the beginning of every month to get go into this big hat we have where we throw all of our qualifiers and we drag a name out of there after Melissa gives me a number. And that person or persons are going to win two $20 gift certificates to El Cafe.
Awesome.
Just like
that. That's a lot of food. That's a lot of food.
All you had to do was have a birthday or anniversary and get it to us. That's it. Mm-hmm.
It's pretty simple.
And you can do that by emailing us, info@WFHR.com or james.maleff@civicmedia.us. You can, of course, direct message us on our Facebook pages as well or call up.
That's right. 715-424-2600 or one button dialing. It's actually two or three, but that's semantics. With the Civic Media app, which is just a handy app to have on your phone.
Yeah, it really is.
You can catch us anywhere.
I've really enjoyed having it on there. I encourage you to do so, and thank you to everybody who has already downloaded the app. Melissa, before we get to today's birthdays and anniversaries, it is time to pull our winner for July.
I have a question for you, James.
Mm-hmm.
So, this big giant hat you have with all the names in it, and I pick a number, how do you find the number in the hat?
Swim. I swim. I swim.
Okay. It's impressive.
To be fair, I have been watching Katie Ledecky her whole career, so that's what's helped me a little bit with this. Okay. I don't know how others might have done it in the past. I believe if I have this right, Bob did a big dive into the tank. He just like a cannonball, and he just jumped right into the hat like that. I think Carl was a little more like kind of dipping his foot in and like just ease into the hat. I like to dive. A straight dive, like a Katie dive. Ledecky kind of dive. Yeah. So I'm in the hat. Melissa, go ahead and pick a number. We got to pick a number 1 through 31. We had over 31 qualifiers out of the month of July. That is awesome. Thank you so much, listeners.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's choose number 3.
Number 3. Ooh, number 3. That gives us a qualifier of Sam Anderson.
Hey, Sam Anderson.
Congratulations, Sam. Congratulations to Sam. I hope you enjoy, Sam. You can thank Melissa. No, we appreciate.
You can thank whoever got us your birthday.
Yes. Sam had a birthday actually late in the month of July, so kind of a late entry winner. And that just reminds you that whether it's the beginning, the end, the middle of the month, you never know who is going to win these two $20 gift certificates to El Cafe. A big thank you to them for sponsoring the hour and giving us the opportunity to do this. Sam Absolutely. Anderson, you can come by and pick these up here at our WFHR radio stations anytime. Give us a call if you need any help in assisting with that.
Mm-hmm. But we're located right at the roundabout there by the DMV and the National Guard building. Can't miss us.
Can't miss us, everybody. Looking forward to seeing you here and get used to the address because we're going to, of course, be having you over here for our parking lot party.
Yeah, party on the roundabout.
Now we have to start collecting names for August, Melissa, and we have a one or a two I need right now.
About a two.
All right, gives us the qualifier. First up, of course, once again, a reminder that today is the anniversary of WFHR and WIRI becoming a part of the Civic Media family.
Happy birthday to us. Happy birthday to us.
Happy birthday. I will stop. We also got another honorable mention we want to get in. Two of them. First, Judy Paul, Randy's wife.
Hey, happy birthday, Judy.
Judy's awesome. She's amazing. And those two are a great pair. Wishing you a wonderful day, Judy. Enjoy. We hope it's a good one for you. Mm-hmm. And we want to wish Pam's sister-in-law a happy birthday, Marie Kazuba.
Marie, happy birthday.
Longtime resident of the Wisconsin Rapids. Her first name is Marie, Mary Osmond. Marie Osmond. So that's a great
name.
Happy
birthday.
That's a great name. We also want to wish a happy birthday to Felix Edmonds.
Happy birthday, Felix.
Enjoy your day, sir. Hope it's a good one for you. I love the name Felix. Love that name. It's a good name. And we wish a happy birthday to our qualifier, Deanne Collins.
Happy birthday, Deanne.
Hope you have a good one, Deanne. And no matter what happens in the month of August, you are our first qualifier. That's bragging rights.
Absolutely.
Go ahead and brag about that one. And thank you, everybody, that got us those birthdays and anniversaries. Mm-hmm. We take a look at our celebrity birthdays, and at the top of the list, it is Aquaman, Jason Momoa.
Ooh, hey, everybody that shares that man's birthday, that's got to be awesome.
Yeah, 45 years old for Jason Momoa does not look it. Looks younger than me. that hair helps a lot.
He is one handsome man.
That he is. I saw back when his career first kind of broke from Game of Thrones, he had some security around him, and he was bopping around. And these poor security guards, just like, he dwarfed them. I don't know what they were going to do. Like, just get in the way? Like,
probably. Just run an interference.
And not for nothing, he is one of the better guys out there. This is a guy who has taken his name and done a lot for his, Hawaii and a lot of the ocean. A lot of the work that he does is to preserve the ocean and take care of it, get plastic out of it. He's done a number of different things about it. It's interesting. He's always been this way and just happened to get the role of Aquaman. It kind of tied in together with that. And not for nothing, nobody has ever made that character cool before. People have been trying for literally decades to make Aquaman cool. Jason Momoa did it with one scene. He's something. He's a good actor too.
I didn't realize he was in Stargate Atlantis. Now, I'm a huge Stargate SG-1 fan, but I haven't watched all of Atlantis, and now I have to.
Now I have to. I believe that's where he got his break, yeah. It really came to prominence with Game of Thrones, but that's the role. Yeah. That's the one.
Not interested at all.
Sam Mendes is 59. He wrote and directed World War I movie 1917, one of the greatest World War I movies ever. He made his directorial debut with American Beauty, also directed Jarhead and James Bond movie Skyfall and Spectre, both really good movies. But he has a movie called Road to Perdition with Tom Hanks and Jude Law, and it is beautiful to watch. Like, I don't know if you like the movie, you don't like the movie, that's here or there. And there's some really great acting performances. I mean, Tom Hanks, Jude Law, that enough said. It's the cinematography for me. It's such a beautifully filmed movie. It is so nice to watch. I think there's another actor in there I'm forgetting that I'm going to kick myself. But one of those movies you got to watch at least once, if anything, for the beauty of it and the way that Sam directed it. Really well directed.
Paul Newman, Daniel Craig.
Paul Newman, my God. I apologize to every single member of the Screen Actors Guild for forgetting the great, the legend, Paul Newman. I knew Paul Newman was in it, but I was afraid to say it, and I should have just said it.
Stanley Tucci.
Gosh, yeah, another good one. It's just a great cast. Great cast.
2002, that movie came out.
It's a really good movie. Really good one. I think the greatest rapper, all-around rapper I ever heard, and still to this day, Chuck D is 64. Public Enemy number one. One of the more important writers in music history as well. Nobody writes like Chuck D. Nobody wrote, especially at the time when hip-hop was first starting, and you had a lot of people talking about, you know, chains and girls and different things like that. Chuck D was talking about what was happening on the street and giving you poetry and a news update on what it was like before a lot of, I think, a lot more of the world understood what it was like.
I didn't know Chuck was a nickname for Carlton.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't either until him.
Carlton.
Yeah, yeah.
Carlton Douglas.
Such a Chuck, too, if you see him. Mr. Chuck. Interesting couple of birthdays we have here in a row, Melissa. We go from Public Enemy and Chuck D from hip-hop to Joe Elliott is 65, lead singer for Def Leppard.
Oh.
Rock of Ages, Love Bites, Pour Some Sugar on Me. My favorite Def Leppard song is Photograph, though. I believe that was their first single, and that's a good one. I like that song.
Okay.
And then Michael Penn is 66. Sean Penn's younger brother, fantastic writer and singer. No Myth is one of my favorite songs of the 90s. Good singer-songwriter right there.
66 years old.
And then we have some people no longer with us, like Coolio would have been celebrating his 61st birthday today.
Wow.
And Jerry Garcia was born on this day, Grateful Dead founder, amazing writer, guitar player. I don't think you have to like the Grateful Dead to kind of just appreciate what they are and how long their longevity.
Yeah, agreed.
One of the comedy legends of my youth, at least, Dom DeLuise, born on this day in 1933.
Dom DeLuise.
Oh, there was no other like Dom. There was, as great of an actor as he was, and he was a very funny guy and everything. My favorite thing about Dom DeLuise was him and Burt Reynolds being on The Tonight Show. If you go back and you watch interviews with those two, you will only hear like one or two words out of Johnny Carson. He's laughing his tail off the rest of the time. He can't keep it straight. I don't know if there were any set of guests that rocked him the way those two did. Just a wonderful pairing in Burt Reynolds and Dom DeLuise, and a great guest on the shows.
And he voiced the tiger in An American Tale.
Yeah, yeah.
He did a lot of voiceover work.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Really, a comedy legend, really, truly was.
Mm-hmm.
Ziggy cartoonist Tom Wilson, born on this day in 1931. I remember Ziggy.
I do not.
And a couple important writers that we wrap up with, like Herman Melville, born in 1819. Wow. Moby Dick.
Mm-hmm.
One of the more like stories that I think we all read in school. But one of those ones I look back on and I'm like, I'm glad we read that. You know, that was an interesting book.
That is one I did not have to read in school, and it is on my list.
I think it's one of those ones it's like watching a classic movie or listening to an old classic song, like everybody should at least once kind of thing.
Yeah.
And Francis Scott Key, born on this day in 1779, of course, wrote the Star Spangled Banner in 1814 after seeing the British bombing Fort McHenry during the Battle of Baltimore. It became the U.S. National Anthem in 1931. That's kind of interesting. Also, a distant relative would later on be F. Scott Fitzgerald, who wrote The Great Gatsby.
Yeah, he died. Francis Scott Key was only 44 when he died.
Yeah, yeah. A shame that he was not able to live.
That Francis Scott Key Fitzgerald. I'm looking at his.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No,
but he died at age 44. That's really young.
Yeah. Yeah. We're certainly appreciative of Mr. Francis Scott Key and our amazing Star-Spangled Banner that we have that we get to enjoy our anthem. One more time, wishing a happy birthday one more time to our July winner, Sam Anderson.
Congratulations, Sam.
Yeah, congrats, Sam. Enjoy those two $20 gift certificates. They're all yours. And our newest member to the club is Deanne Collins. Congratulations to Deanne. Happy birthday to Felix and Judy and to Pam's sister, Marie. Sister-in-law, I should say.
Yes.
But again, congratulations to Deanne Collins, our qualifier, first qualifier for the month of August.
First one. Awesome.
Yeah. We'll be back. We're talking a little Olympics when we get back and more. It's Melissa and James taking you through your morning at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR. Melissa and James here with you. We hope you're having a great start to your Thursday. Happy Friday Eve, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Getting into some Olympic coverage right now.
Oh, yeah.
And for those that may have missed it, Team USA snagged four more medals in the Olympics yesterday, including another gold, an important, a very integral gold medal, too. Swimmer Katie Ledecky broke her own Olympic record in the 1500-meter freestyle. It's the 12th medal of her career and 8th gold. Both tie all-time records, not only for American female swimmers, but for women in general in the Olympics.
Wow.
We also snagged silver in the women's 100-meter freestyle, courtesy of Tori Husk, plus a silver in women's BMX and a bronze in women's canoeing. So American women accounted for all of Team USA's medals yesterday.
Wow. I didn't know there was Olympic canoeing.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah.
I think that's so funny.
I think a lot of people are figuring.
I don't know why it's funny, but
No, it's great. That's great.
Okay, so shout out for any of you women out there my age who read the American Girls collection, Molly, and her adventures. Like, she could not canoe.
Oh, okay.
And it was a big part of the story. And all I thought of when you said U.S. Olympic canoeing was poor Molly trying to zigzag her canoe back to the island to help save the other girls.
Maybe Molly was an inspiration. Maybe she
maybe.
At the end of the day, the U.S. lead with 30 medals, then France with 26, China 19, Great Britain 17, Australia 16. But the U.S. ended the day still trailing in gold medals. China leads that with 9, France and Japan have 8, Australia have 7, Great Britain and South Korea have 6, and the U.S. sat in 7th place with 5, which is part of the reason why Katie's gold medal, which at the time was our 3rd gold medal and only our 2nd that we won with individual competition, means so much. This happens a lot in the Olympics where, and not just for the U.S., but for a lot of teams, where, you know, a team that is, you know, traditionally supposed to do well at the Olympics and they're struggling early on, and then one athlete does something and it sparks the whole team.
Yeah.
You know, some countries that are a little bit smaller, it's a bit different and a little more personal. But with especially like with our U.S. team, they all talk, they all communicate, and they share different information throughout the whole Olympics. This mm-hmm. is a true team competition in the sense that we have the whole team together, the whole country together. So what Katie does, LeBron James is seeing, or somebody else is seeing, and they're being inspired. And winning is contagious. There is no mm-hmm. getting around that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's pretty impressive to see. It's pretty cool. And it, obviously, for those that don't know, too, this wasn't always an event that women were in or that they even had for women. They brought this event around because Katie Ledecky is so good at this and proved that women could do a longer a race. Mm. Not for nothing as well. The top 20 times in best times in 1500 history, all Katie Ledecky's.
Wow.
All of them. She's got
That's
all
That's impressive.
Them. Just incredible. The time that we have lived in where for some of us that have gotten to see Michael Phelps and then see her, it's just it is a legendary time in swimming, especially in American swimming.
Mm-hmm. Now, I have not paid that much attention to the Olympics, but I do feel like it's worth mentioning Turkey's taking their first medal in shooting with the guy that just like walks up with regular glasses on, hand in his pocket, and scores a silver medal.
They found the like everybody's dad, and that's who's
He's
representing.
51 years old,
and just goes out there and does his thing. No ice water in his
name. Yusuf Dikic.
Oh, I believe that's how I heard it pronounced. That seems pretty. If it ain't there, it's pretty close to me. That was pretty good, Melissa. Nice. Yeah, you got to see that video, everybody. It's great. There's one other video that I almost demand that everybody looks up. So Katie Ledecky gets done with her race, and she comes out of the water. And I've watched every one of her races, and it's the first time that she really shows some energy. She's like, she's really excited. You can tell this one meant a lot to her. As she's getting out of the water and walking over to the where they stand afterwards and everything, she's saying hi to fans, and there's this little girl who is standing kind of in the stairway, so you can kind of see her in the middle there. And she couldn't be more than 4 or 5 years old, maybe 6. Mm-hmm. She's got all of her USA gear on and everything, and she's looking right at Katie Ledecky, and Ledecky sees her and waves to her and smiles. And this little girl freaks out like it's the Beatles. Aww. She faints. It's so sweet. It is so genuine, Melissa. This little girl just flips out. She's like, she saw me. My hero saw me. And then it starts, you can see the look on her face as it's starting to dawn on her what just happened. And she kind of falls back a little bit in faith. It's so good.
That's cute.
For me, it is the moment of the Olympics already. And I don't know, it's going to be hard to top that one. It was such a cool moment. And possibly the most fun thing to come out of the Olympics so far is the, sadly, I did not make the team videos where people are sharing clips of their own athletic fails to show that they are not competing in Paris. I think that's been a lot of fun. Irish rugby star Aaron King went a complete She-Hulk to save a teammate, Emily Lane, from what could have been a very nasty fall. That was a great one to watch as well. Rugby has been a lot of fun to watch in recent years, and this has been pretty cool. And athletes are going insane over the chocolate muffins at Olympic Village. It seems that ground zero for this obsession is Norwegian swimmer Henrik Christensen, who basically made them his entire personality. They're apparently like way beyond good. They're quite amazing and stuff, which is nice to see, considering a lot of these, oftentimes at the Olympics, these athletes are sleeping on cardboard. Among other things. And I don't know who made this, who announced this, who made this the thing, but according to Michael Phelps, who I believe is our most decorated Olympian, he has made Snoop Dogg the official mascot of the Olympics.
He did get to carry the torch this year.
Yeah. I mean, it'd be one thing if Snoop was just showing up and being Snoop Double G and all that, and you know, just being the personality that he is. Mm-hmm. This guy is locked into these sports. He'll tell you all about water polo. Like, he is, and informatively too, while being Snoop. I mean, he's still Snoop. He's still going to talk to you the way he always does. He's not going to put on airs. But he knows his stuff, and he's actually doing a really good job of commentating and carrying these games. His interviews with the athletes are really personable, he's doing a really good job over there.
Nice.
It's kind of cool to see. I think that people just expected him to show up and just kind of be Snoop, and he is being Snoop.
Right, because how could he be anything else?
But like, he's taking this job seriously. Like, it means a lot to him. And whether it is that or it is seeing like an athlete like Kevin Durant, who has nothing left to really prove in his career, going all out at the Olympics, or seeing what Katie Ledecky is doing, even and not just our country. I'm obviously biased about our own country, but seeing the way that so many athletes are carrying their flag and representing their country with such pride in 2024, when not any of our countries don't have a black eye. Not any of our countries can you say that, they're perfect or something like that. But we still love them because that is the act of love. Mm-hmm. It is easy to love things when things are good. True love is when you love something no matter what is happening. You stand by it. You stick with it. And that is what happens at the Olympics. And it is cool to see in 2024 that still exists.
It is.
Another way that you show the love of your area, especially if you are fortunate enough to be in a democratic country, is by voting.
That's correct.
I was able to tie Olympics into voting, Melissa.
That's not surprising.
I feel like there's an easy natural transition there. Wisconsin's fall primary is August 13th, right around the corner. Make a plan to be a voter in every election. From local to state matters, be sure to make a plan to be a voter between now and Tuesday, August 13th. There is a lot on the docket. It is not just November that we're looking at. This election is very important as well. There's a couple of deadlines to keep in mind. August 8th, 5 o'clock is the deadline to request an absentee ballot.
Yes.
August 9th will be the deadline to request an absentee ballot indefinitely confined in military. So those, you know, homebound or military members out of state, August 9th will also be the deadline to register in your municipal clerk's office.
In person. Keep your clerk's office.
Yes. Make sure, you know, it's not even a bad idea to go to myvote.wi.gov and am I registered? I should check.
Check. You can just easily check your registration there.
Yeah. Get ready to vote. Be informed. Get out there and vote. Help democracy ring. And of course, as always, treat our election volunteers and our people out there working the polls with respect. Treat each other with respect. That we live in the, just my opinion, live in the greatest country in the world. Let's show the rest of the world how democracy is done, how we can treat each other. It's going to be an important big couple of months here, and we can handle this with respect. We can handle this with dignity. And we're looking forward to it. We're looking forward to our next segment. We'll be back with more fun on the morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James hanging out with you. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. We hope you're having a good one.
We hear you're leaving. That's okay.
We got to get up to the top of the hour here to get to not only CBS News and our local and statewide news, but we got to get to the pet of the week. Our friends at the Southwick County Humane Society going to help us kick off the 9 o'clock hour. Looking forward to that.
Absolutely.
Big thank you to Jammers Bar and Grill for sponsoring that segment. Big, big thank you to them. But I want to get into this one with you, Melissa, first. I thought this was an interesting topic when I came across it. If you eat, drink, and breathe cheese, this isn't for you. But maybe everybody else. A new study found eating vegan for just 2 months could turn back the clock when it comes to your biological age.
Okay.
Do we need to get into what your biological age is? Do you think everybody's got a pretty good idea of what that is?
It's like the age of your cells.
Yeah, the science of your body, basically. You have your age, and certainly there is your body's age. They can be the same thing, or sometimes they can be a little bit off, a little bit more, you know,
depends
one way
on
or the
how
other.
Hard you are on your body.
Yeah, and Melissa put it perfectly. That's how old the cells in your body look, regardless of what age your age is. So you might be 40, but your biological age could be 36 or 48, depending on how healthy you are.
Right.
Researchers had identical twins follow two different diets. One ate vegan for 2 months, and the other ate a more typical diet with meat, eggs, and dairy. And by the end, the ones who ate vegan saw their biological age drop slightly, while the ones who didn't eat vegan saw no change. The vegan twins also lost about 2 pounds more per month because they consumed fewer calories. So, you know, it's certainly a case-by-case basis. Every system is different. Every body is different. But there are certain things that everybody have in common. And the way that we, you know...
We all eat.
And, you know, it's quite interesting, I think, to me. And I think that for some people, too, when they're thinking about trying these new diets or doing something like this, not only does all the data that you can get help, I think, but it also, from what I know from people who have done these kind of things, it's something, well, I'll give it a shot. And if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. Or if it isn't something I can do, I, you know, don't have to do. I don't feel like there is a big side effect to something like this.
Well, and even just cutting back on the amount of meat and dairy and eggs that you eat obviously can help a little bit because you're cutting back on those calories a little bit, those particular calories.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. It goes a lot farther, you know, and anytime you're putting work into your body, you know, there's no... I don't know, but you're the boss. You know, you make the rules. You want to have accountability. You want to hold yourself to a standard, sure. But I think also it's important to give yourself some grace with these things. And if you want to give them a shot, give them a shot, you know?
And there's only so many hours in the day, too. You know, you got to, like James said, give yourself some grace. Melissa.
I do. Yes, Melissa, give yourself some grace. And I do think also it's interesting to look into just your biological age and finding out more about that. I think more people.
It is fascinating. And the research that they're doing into cells and how to, like, because that's what happens as we age and our bodies start to break down. It's our cells that are breaking down or not functioning as well. The research they're doing in, like, cell regeneration is so cool.
That's a topic. God, I could spend hours on that topic talking with you, talking with the audience about that. Look into that if you get a chance, people, because it is some really groundbreaking work that is being done with that. Speaking of groundbreaking work, our friends at the United Way of Southwood and Adams County continue to do that for our communities. We send a big shout out to them. And as I look outside and I see a bits of rain coming down, I want to remind the audience that Terry is going to let me know if they have to move their event for Stuff the Desk bus this today.
Yeah, because they're supposed to be at Lunch by the River. But yes, if it's raining, they have a rain backup.
Yeah. And we'll let you know how that goes. Otherwise, all hands on deck, 11:30 to 1 at Lunch by the River at Veterans Memorial Park. It's going to be a great time. You're going to have some wonderful food down there, some great entertainment, and a lot of other great things going on. And, of course, keep in mind that it is stuffed desk down there. So we're going to be having some volunteers and collecting these supplies and separating them. And it is one more opportunity to drop off school supplies.
Mm-hmm. Stuff the bus. Bring all the school supplies that you knew have to donate. And I know they definitely, backpacks is one thing that is a bigger purchase item, I'm sure, that every kid needs.
Yeah. Every bit helps. Every bit is an investment in our future. And every bit is a one more item for a kid to have. And a kid can just focus on having fun and learning.
Mm-hmm. It's important.
There are not many better investments you can make than this event and adding to this event. I talk about this all the time, but what I didn't expect in the years that I talk about this and how I was one of these kids is hearing from so many in our audience of how not only they were a kid like this, but they have kids that are in these situations and how it can affect a kid, how it can. And kids, man, squirrel. Like it doesn't take much to distract a child, and understandably so. When they don't have the same supplies as the kid right next to them, that's a distraction. That throws them off. That does not give them the tools that they need to succeed and become better and smarter and be able to take over for us so we can relax one day. Because that's what this is really all about. No,
well,
no, it's about
kids are our future, as you like to say, James.
Indeed.
It is true.
I came up with that, by the way.
Did you patent it?
No, I should have. Join our friends at the United Way of Southwood and Ames Counties for Lunch by the River today, 11:30 to 1 at beautiful Veterans Memorial Park. Shout out to the Wisconsin Rapids Chamber of Commerce, doing a great job at Lunch by the River all summer long.
They are.
Such a blast. Head on down there, everybody, and bring some school supplies with you. We'll meet you there.
Mm-hmm.
Melissa and I will be back with not only Southwood County Humane Society, but more fun coming up on WFHR's Morning Show.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.